I am Lucia Sorrentino. I'm the project manager for CISP, which is an Italian NGO. Actually, it's the International Committee for Development of Peoples. And we are now here since 3 years.
And what's taking place on Monday today?
Today, the students of the second year of this nursing school, they are back and they are going to finalize the second year course for this certified community nurses course.
Talk to us briefly about the program. I know that you have a group here in Rumbek, another group in Mapodit. Could you give us a brief description of this program?
Actually, this school, as I was saying, is a certified nursing course school. We have two different locations. We have this one here, which is the main one in Rumbek, and then we have a location in Mapodit in the Diocese of Rumbek Hospital, Mary Immaculate Hospital. The first year course is ongoing in Mapodit. The second and the third year is here in Rumbek. There we have the collaboration of the Combonian people, since the Diocese of Rumbek is one of our local counterparts, together with the Ministry of Health. And we have decided to start there because the equipment, let us say, and even the medical staff is well educated. So we are sure that the students can have a very good base. And then from there, they can move to here and they can have the attention of the other doctors, Sudanese ones as well, here in the hospital of Rumbek, plus our expatriate staff. The most part of them, they are nurses and midwives.
You said today, Monday, they are second years coming. What about the third years? And then you'll talk about the first years.
We are now going for the third intake of this school, because actually now we only have two group of students. The first one in Mapodit, they are attending the first year course, as I was saying. The second year is here in Rumbek. Now, at the end of this month, we are going to have the interviews for the new intake, and they are going to start in May. Of course, if they are starting, as I'm saying, they are going to stay in Mapodit. And then the students of the next second year are moving to Rumbek.
You are going to be receiving today students who are in Mapodit here in Rumbek.
No, actually, here we are only going to have students of the second year, and the same day they are starting in Mapodit, the students to finalize the first year course. So this one is the date of reopening the school, both the location, here in Rumbek and there in Mapodit.
So you are not really in the first semester?
This one is the second semester, academic year 2010 and 2011.
And how many students, in terms of number, are we talking about?
We have here in Rumbek 11 students, and we have in Mapodit 15 students. We are now going for the third intake for at least 20 students. Actually, that one is our hope.
And about the locations, or where these students come from, could you give us a description of the origin of these students?
Yes, sure. I can tell you that this course is open to all young Sudanese people, of course, according to such kind of requirements, but all young Sudanese people are welcome to participate to our interviews and so to submit the application. Actually, the group here in Rumbek, for the most part, is coming from Lake State, while the group in Mapodit is a very mixed one, because we even have a student coming from Nuba Mountain. Actually, 4 students are coming from Nuba Mountain, and 1 student is coming from Western Bahr el-Ghazal. So our hope for this third intake, with your help, of course, is that people and students actually coming from all the other, let us say, 10 states of Southern Sudan, but even our welcome people coming from Northern Sudan, welcome to participate to this school.
In terms of contribution, or to be able to run this program, of course, being an organization, you may have financial funding from organizations, but do you have the students paying for this course?
Actually, the first 2 years, they were completely free of charge. This one is a full boarding school, both here in Rumbek and in Mapodit, and still will be like this. Only we have introduced for this year an entry fee, which is $1,500 US dollar per year, and actually this course is 2.5 years. But as well, we have introduced a system of scholarship. That means, because we know the situation, it means that the students who are able to have a sponsorship, either by an organization, agency, local government, ministries, even individual person, they can submit us a letter from this organization saying that they are available to cover the cost for this guy. Otherwise, everyone can apply, everyone can come and have the interviews. And if they are on the list, and actually they are the first 10 on the list, they can have this scholarship, so they will be not having any kind of problem to be part of this school.